Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Oh. Good morning. How are you?
I am well.
I am well.
I am healed.
I am
whole. I am healthy. That's the truth. That's the truth of your being. You are healed. You are whole. You are healthy. And if you're not feeling that, well, you're in the right place. Dr. Mancini is in the house to remind us of the power of our own self-healing. Karen Drucker, I am healed, whole and healthy. That's an affirmation. That's part of the tips that you need. But we'll get more into that in a minute. Yeah, I'm healed and my throat is clear. good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you exist, simply because you're alive. You make a difference because you're listening to this conversation, because every thought, everything you're feeling right now, is creating your future. So you're making a difference on this planet. Now you get to decide. You get to decide how you label what you're creating. But you have that's the power to call it good. You have the power to make it good. You have the power to say it is good because I'm here to make a difference. I remember who I am. I am healed. I am whole. I am healthy. I am an expression of the divine. I'm an expression of God. I am an expression of all that life is. Within me is the universe. I am the universe. You get it? You make a difference. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are listening to ACT Life Coach Ade. Yes, my singing voice is awake, but didn't get enough sleep. That's what's going on. You know, you guys know about my singing voice. Right? It goes out digging the night before. But didn't get enough sleep today. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. And yes, we've got Dr. Mancini in the house. We started the show off with, who did we start the show off? Again, tell me. Somebody tell me. Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Karen Drucker. I'm looking at it right here. Karen Drucker. I am healed, whole, and healthy. Her website address is karendrucker.com. Karen, DRUCKER.com. That's where you can find out more about her. And lifeconversationsradio.com is where you can be. You can have your prescription. You know, I always tell you, don't go a day without Life Coach Ade because it will change your life. Welcome. Quick announcement here. Tomorrow we have Sherry Richards, we are talking about loving your unlovable self, dancing with your dragon, the art of loving your unlovable self. When you learn to love the unlovable self, you will know that you are healed, that you are whole, that you are healthy. Love itself is the healer. It is the essence of who we are. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow with Sherry Richards. Today we have Dr. Fabrizio Mancini in the room. Let me read a little bit about him. But before I do that, as I move from one computer to the other, I feel like I'm on Star Trek, you know, pushing that button and that button. But anyway, so yes, the number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad for all your questions for Dr. Mancini. If you want to find out maybe you have a health challenge. It's not going to diagnose you, but he'll give you some tips. And, you know, you take the information and you use it for yourself. Maybe you have some issues that you just need some clarity on. 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Of course, that's on Facebook. And do share the show with your friends right now as you are listening on Facebook, on Twitter, Stumble Upon Digging. So while you're digging in and stumbling upon your phone so you can send the information out, let me go here. Let me tap this. Welcome, everybody, in the chat room, those of you on the phone line. And if you've got questions, call in early because Dr. Mancini is only here till 1 o'clock our time, Eastern Standard Time. So let's see. This is what I'm looking for. Hey, let's take a breath. Let's take a breath. Let's just align. Let's take a holy breath and remind ourselves of who we really are. And if you need some assistance, leave me if you don't. I'm going to play this anyway because I need to hear it. I need to remember that I am that I am.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, indeed. Dr. Fabrizio Mancini, he's an author, a speaker, president of the Parker University. Dr. Mancini's childhood dreams of serving humanity were ignited in Texas, where he pursued pre-medicine studies at the University of Dallas in preparation to become a doctor, a neurosurgeon. He wanted to work with people's brain, mind. He later enrolled at Parker University as his passion for life was redefined to empower individuals to take responsibility for their own health and well-being. And in 1999, Dr. Mancini became one of the youngest presidents of a college or university when he was chosen to lead the institution. Since that time, and while leading Parker University through historic educational and professional achievements, Dr. Mancini has developed his life's passion through a variety of arenas. His enthusiasm for life is contagious, has earned him numerous recognition that include Heroes for Humanity, Humanitarian of the Year, CEO of the Year, and many, 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 many more. So he moved from saying, you know, I don't want to work on people's brain. I want to work with the mind. I want to go deep. I want to change people's consciousness. I found my passion. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Dr. Fabrizio Mancini. Dr. Mancini, welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Well, thank you, Ari. I'm so excited to be with you this morning, and I am here today with you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. I'm grateful for this moment called now. And let's just jump into this conversation. So we've got quite a few to... All right, they're still happy that you're here. We're happy. Calm down, everybody. Calm down. It's okay. You're here now. Relax. Some people have a they get carried away, you know, when we have a guest.
We don't mind. We like that.
So I read a little bit about you. There's so much more. There's lots of videos on you on YouTube. But I want to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Dr. Fabrizio Mancini?
I am the person that has always been searching for meaning, has always been searching for reasoning as to why we're here as human beings. My mother even reminds me every day, I'm 46 years old right now, and she says, all through my youth, I was always the one that was asking questions, always very service-oriented, always wanting to help those around me, always feeling very blessed and grateful. And as I was in high school, I had a dream of becoming a doctor. And initially, I thought I was going to be a traditional medical doctor because that's who I have been exposed to. And then I was exposed to a doctor of chiropractic, which I ended up in a hospital because of a severe car accident. And I asked him, you know, I have volunteered in the hospital, and I went there primarily to seek out the help of a orthopedic surgeon friend of mine. And he said to me, you know, I can help you, but you should really go to my chiropractor. And that's when my life changed, because it exposed me to some basic premises about natural healing, holism, vitalism, and the understanding that we as human beings heal from a physical perspective, an emotional perspective, and a spiritual perspective. And that's what I want to have this discussion with you, because I'm so excited to share with you and those listening what I've learned.
Yes, wow. I'm sure when you had the accident, there were people who said, oh my God, that's so sad. Now, yes, it's traumatic and you go through everything that you go through, but through the accident, you were led to accessing your passion, to really finding your mission on this planet. So it's like, you know, if we can look at life and always know that some things may not make sense, it may be traumatic, but there's always a blessing and a lesson in everything that we go through. I love that.
You know, Adam, one of the things that I can tell you is, as I go around sharing with individuals very inspirational stories and concepts to make them think about and empowering them to take more ownership and more awareness in their own personal life, I have determined that in my own personal life, all the biggest challenges that I had to face were the biggest blessings. And all I had to do was look at them as blessings and learn the lessons from it. Mm. And those were what I call the defining moments in my life. Defining moments in your life don't come from the good times and the good, you know, the easy times where everything is going fine and dandy, where the economy is great, where you have enough money to pay for everything you want, where you have relationships that are all perfect and happy. Now, they don't come from that. They come from really the suffering and the reflection of where you get so low that all you can do is look up and say, I surrender. And now then you begin to discover who you really are and how powerful you really are because of the experiences that you just underwent.
Yes, that is so true. I always say that even if your life is in a mess, when you embrace it, you get the message of the mess, that's what's going on in your life. You get the message. And when you get the message of the mess, you become the messenger. So when you had the experience, it could be considered, oh, his life is in a mess, he had an accident, but you were able to get the message, and now you're the messenger of healing and empowering people to tap in within themselves. I want to talk a bit more about the taking ownership for our health and well-being, but before we go into that, let's break it down. Let's do foundation work here. What is health? When we talk about what is health, because we all have different meanings. There's debates about health care, Obama, and all that other stuff. But for you, from your perspective, how do you define health?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because I define health as the foundation for the fulfillment of your life expression. I believe that health is the one area, when you break it down into physical, mental, and spiritual, that actually impacts every area of your life. And when you truly understand it and you recognize that you are born from an intelligence much bigger than yourself, I call that a universal intelligence, and that intelligence expresses itself within yourself as innate intelligence. And that inborn intelligence is the one that got two cells to become four cells and then billions of cells that make up this body of mine. And then those cells are the ones that actually communicate through what we call the nervous system. And then the nervous system is your brain, your spinal cord, all the nerves coming around it. And that's the communication system that actually allows you to heal from above, inside out, and that gives you the opportunity to respond to the external environment outside of yourself. That is the one that unfortunately gets people to be unhealthy because they're not prepared to handle it.
You know, you talked about the intelligence. What about people who say, my body don't have intelligence, I got to make sure I have my medication, I got to have my insurance in place, I got to go see the doctor because I need to take all this medication or else I'm just not going to function. I'm just not going to have this foundation the doctor's talking about. Let's talk about this intelligence a little bit more.
That's it. Yeah, and let me go back to that question and then I'll go to intelligence. The biggest thing as I travel and I speak to audiences all over that I hear is, but, you know, my doctor has told me this, or I've been recommended that. And the one thing that I want individuals that are listening to really understand is that your body and the way that your approach to health should be is one towards identifying the cause of the problem and not getting stuck in the symptoms of the problem. The symptoms have always been the body's way of giving us a message, giving us an understanding that, hey, I'm going through something that I'm not able to handle by myself. But if drugs, if pharmaceuticals were the only answer to our healthcare problems, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in, because our statistics keep getting worse every year. And the problem is that over 80% of the illnesses that we're facing today, that the ones that are bankrupting, Harvard University just did a study 2 years ago that over 50% of the personal bankruptcies 2 years ago were due to health issues. That means people have health insurance. They were just stuck in a paradigm that they were not addressing what we call the lifestyle choices. And the lifestyle choices is not only what you do as far as the way you eat and what you eat, how much time do you sleep at night, how much do you exercise and move your body every day, how positive your mindset is, do you have expectations, do you believe in something greater than yourself, are you connected with nature, do you surround yourself with something that inspires you every day, to make you realize that there's an intelligence bigger than ourselves. So I believe that part of the issue is the fact that we're stuck in a healthcare system that is promoting sick care rather than healthcare. And we need to move away from that paradigm, because that's what's getting us very sick, and it's not helping us live the quality of life that we were intended to. So going back to the question of the universal intelligence, the one thing I learned through chiropractic and the principles of chiropractic is the fact that quantum physics has already demonstrated through science that there's a universal intelligence that controls all the planets, that controls all the universe, and that really is so great. And many people call this intelligence God, and it's your God. It's the God within you. And what I want to individuals to understand that that same intelligence lives within ourselves, and we can tap into that intelligence just by, number one, becoming aware of it, and number two, by understanding what is the things that I can do physically, mentally, and spiritually that would allow me to have that as a resource in my day-to-day life.
Yes, yes, so true. The whole thing about that, recognizing that we're so much more than what we see in the mirrors, that there's something going on, what I say, behind the scenes. I mean, because we wake up, we go to bed, there's so much that our body is going through every day, and it's healing itself. And when we connect with that divine intelligence, we allow the body to do what it needs to do. But before we go a little bit deeper, I want to just get some definitions out of the way. Let's talk about healing. What is healing?
Well, for me, healing is the ability to understand. There's a difference, like, for instance, here at Parker University, we have our students that come to Parker, and I tell them there's a difference between being a doctor and being a healer. Mm-hmm. And being a doctor is more from an educated perspective, that you evaluate the patient and you rationalize what conditions they may have and what is the best form of treatment.
Right.
When you're a healer, you have those components to it, but you are more intuitive. You are more connected with that intelligence within that body. You're more connected with what the body's trying to tell you by deeper than just the symptoms that we find in a book. And it tells us, okay, if we have these symptoms, then we call it this disease. And then the protocols for this disease is that. And that's the art. So to me, healing is when we allow our inner expression of our body's innate ability to heal come out naturally, rather than what I call curing, which is when we do more of an external approach towards the illnesses and the symptoms that we're experiencing. So to me, healing is an inward process towards being able to allow the full expression of the body's ability to heal, when curing is more of an external engagement or process that deductively helps us understand how to treat something from the outside in rather than the inside out.
Yes, yes. So it's possible to be cured but not healed. So then we have to go back and go back and keep getting more prescription and filling out prescription. But so with healing, though,
but you talk about individuals that maybe their symptoms are gone, and because of the, you know, they're being masked by some of the pharmaceuticals or even some of the surgeries they did, but then all of a sudden the spirit of that individual was never healed. Maybe that individual never was able to really tap into their full potential because they were never really healed completely from whatever they were undergoing, instead of just not having any symptoms, which is what the definition of curing is.
Yes, yes, yes. And in your book, as you've mentioned that, actually, before I go into that, now let's talk about taking, I'm going to tie it in with your book, actually, taking ownership for our health and well-being. In your book, the power of self-healing, the power, when you say self-healing, are you saying that we all have the power within us to be responsible for our health and well-being?
Yes. What I was attempting to do in this book is primarily to be able to shift the paradigm that people have that my health comes from outside in, that somebody else is going to take care of my health, my company, my government, my city, my country, whatever the case may be, or the managed care companies or the hospitals. And I want individuals to understand, I want you to understand that the body has already been born with this healing power that is working every single second of our lives. That when you cut a hand and all of a sudden you watch that hand heal right in front of your eyes, and those cells come together and those platelets begin to seal the wound, and then they begin to clot the arteries or the veins that are actually creating the bleeding, and then you see it within yourself in a small little scar formulating in order to seal it naturally. That same intelligence, that same healing is happening all throughout our bodies. It's regenerating our bones. It's regenerating our organs. The same body that I have today is not the same body I had a year ago from now. Last year. It's not going to be the same body I'll have a year from now. So that inborn intelligence, that healing is constantly taking place every single day. The problem that I find is that when you're living your life with a paradigm that health comes from outside in, you are constantly trying to override and not listen and not empower that healing to take place naturally. I'll give you a perfect example. Let's say that you go to your favorite restaurant, but for some reason they bought a fish that was not good. That fish caused right now toxicity in your system that is making you throw up and be sick throughout the night. The first thing that you want to do is maybe get something to stop the throw up by getting something like Pepto-Bismol or something like that, and then prevent the body from having the ability to actually get that poison out of your body so the body can regulate itself naturally. So we're trying to prevent the body from doing a natural response. When we have a high cholesterol or high blood pressure, it's the body's way of responding to some stresses in our lives. Maybe the answer is not to be able to give anti-blood pressure medication, but to really evaluate what's creating this blood pressure. Is it the foods that I'm eating? Is it the environment that I'm in? Is it the very stressful job that I'm in? Or is it the fact that I don't like my boss and every time I'm around them, I get very stressed? That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, listen to that little voice inside of you that is the healing intelligence that is allowing your body to be as healthy as you can be.
You know, I want to talk about, because in your book, The Power of Self-Healing, Unlock Your Natural Healing Potential in 21 Days, you break it down into physical self-healing, emotional self-healing, and spiritual self-healing. But the thing, when you talk about the people having high blood pressure instead of just taking medication, but really taking time to examine their lives. Why, from your work and your experience and what you see, your studies, why is it generally easy for us to go get medication rather than examine our lifestyle?
Well, I think that it's a combination of things. I believe that it's been primarily how culturally we've been conditioned. I believe that we can't ignore the fact that every other commercial is a pharmaceutical commercial out there that is selling you on the idea that if you take this little pill, and usually they have colors now, But if you take this color little pill, that is going to somehow make all your symptoms go away. Mm. I also believe that traditional medicine has embraced the concept that it's easier to manage the symptoms sometimes than truly trying to work with the patients and trying to get them to recognize that there's more to their lifestyle choices that they need to pay attention to. And I've talked to some of my doctor friends, and I feel that sometimes they just feel it's too hard, that the people that come to them don't want to change what they're doing. They know they shouldn't be eating the way they're eating, but they're doing it anyways. And they know that they should be moving their bodies more, but they're not. And that's the reason that I talk about the emotions that heal and the emotions that make us sick. Because what I found out is that, let's say that you're in a regimen and you wake up, and usually this happens in New Year's Eve. You know, New Year's Eve, everybody gets their resolutions out, and you realize, okay, I'm not going to eat so much fast food. I'm going to stop my pizzas every night. I'm going to be able to work out, and I join the gym, and I'm going to work out 3 times a week. And then something happens by January or February that is an emotional blow. Let's say that you have a breakup in a relationship. Let's say that you lost your job. Let's say that you have an economic hardship. Let's say that all of a sudden something is just going on in your life that is really stressful. Immediately, those emotions of depression, sadness, anger, frustration, resentment are the ones that blow away completely all of your resolutions. So I want individuals to understand that there's emotions that heal, like living in gratitude every day, you know, making sure that you're not so much focusing on the future, but you're actually acknowledging the blessings and the things you have in front of you, the people around you that make all the difference in the world. The fact that you do have a roof over your head, maybe it's not the fancy apartment or the fancy house you want. The fact that you have a clunker of a car, but it gets you from point A to point B. Instead of always thinking, oh, I wish I had that Mercedes or that Lexus or that fancy car. The fact that you do have maybe one friend, you don't have 20, but you do have one friend. And how are you treating that friend? And then emotions like forgiveness, that is the one emotion that releases the past. You know, the one emotion that many of us are still living with, those resentments that my mother and father did not give me what I needed, that maybe they broke up and I grew up in a divorced household, or maybe my mom remarried a stepfather that did not treat me properly, or maybe even abused me verbally or physically, or the fact that my boyfriend left me standing at my prom night, and then I'm still going to be carrying that on with every relationship that I take because I don't trust men now from now on. You got to let go of the past by forgiving. And, of course, the most important emotion in the world is the one in the present, which is love, unconditional love for yourself, to the point that you can then embrace all the abundance and all the wonderful things life has to offer, but it starts with yourself. And that's why I take the individuals into an understanding. Pay attention to your feelings. Pay attention to the emotions that are dictating your behaviors.
Mm-hmm. In everything that you said in there, if I were to summarize it, because I can go through each one and just kind of expand more on that, but what I'm hearing is healing really starts with a change of mind. A change of mind is really healing. When we change how we live our lives, when we change what we're doing, how we're thinking, when we take time to really reflect on what's running in the background of our mind, of our consciousness, what we're holding on to. And if we're willing to do that, that's really taking responsibility for our health and well-being. Some people treat their car better than they treat themselves. So if we decide to treat ourselves like our car, like, you know, let me make sure I get an oil change. But because it's a body we're talking about here, let me do my monthly forgiveness process so I can flush out any toxins and so that I can be free, I can be flexible. Yeah, have you done that should be good. We should have a monthly forgiveness alignment or something like that.
It's interesting, Adam, because the human body, the more you study it, and I've been studying it for over 25 years, and I'm fascinated by it because every day it's a new discovery of how incredible this thing is. And the fact that we have all these things happening inside of us that we may not understand, but we know they're happening, it makes a big difference. But you're very right. I believe that the challenge is that we have just not taken our bodies for we've taken our bodies for granted, that we put our emphasis, like, look how much time people spend researching on taking a trip, but they don't even spend that much time in what kind of life and quality of life they want to do, or evaluating their behaviors and thought processes. You know, Albert Einstein had a quote that is one of my favorite quotes, that says that you cannot solve the problems of today with the same level of thinking that created them. So it begins with your thinking. You must change your thinking to change whatever state you're in right now. And if you want different outcomes, if you want a different life, it begins with your mindset understanding, number one, that it is possible. And number two, that you're worth it. And number three, what can I change right now as far as my behaviors and my responses to what's happening to me that will allow me to live a better quality of life? Because I often say this, the circumstances that we face, everything that we're facing right now, an unemployment rate that is really skyrocketing, you know, people that are having financial burdens, an economic recession, banks that are not lending like they used to, and now I can't open up my own business because I don't have anybody to lend me the money. My relationships are more toxic today than ever. I'm surrounding myself with people that are not valuing perhaps, you know, very simple values such as honesty, integrity, you know, faithfulness, all of those things. Well, those things are not the ones that define you. What truly defines you is how you respond to them. And you can either respond as a victim or you can respond as a victor. And you can choose to be the one that says, I am worth more than this. And I am not going to let other emotional people and other things out there that are external really dictate how happy I am, how much peace I have in my heart, and most importantly, what the quality of my life is.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Fabrizio Mancini. His website address is drfab.net. He's a fab doctor. Can't you hear it? Can't you feel it? drfab.net. You can find out more about him. He's also the president of Parker University. He's an author, a speaker, someone who's passionate about life and assisting others to do it. To find out more about him, go to his website. We're going to take a quick break, Dr. Mancini, and when we come back, I wanted to talk about some things. As I said earlier, your book is broken down into different parts. So you have the physical self-healing. I want to talk about the self-healing foods and then the emotional and then spiritual. And also really the thing that is not all that we need to be reminded of, the healing power of Mother Nature. I think we take that for granted. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll continue the conversation. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. You can also ask your question on, by going to Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. And if you don't do Facebook or you're blocked at work, you can't get in because your boss is just a grouch. You know, I don't want you to no, don't say that. Well, anyway, if it's just easy, let's just keep it simple. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia. There's a tab on there titled Ask Life Coach Ade, and you can just click there and send in your questions. And also you find information about Life Conversations Radio and all the other good stuff that we do here. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue the conversation. Dr. Mancini is empowering you and sharing ideas of helping you self-heal, helping you release the emotional clutter, the toxins in your mind so that you can experience and allow your body to express its own ability to heal, because truly the body is designed to heal. Your body is an expression of the divine intelligence. Will you let it? It also says in the Bible, doesn't it? Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So when we remember that, the Holy Spirit, a spirit that is whole and complete, and is being housed in this temple, take care of it. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad? You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head, your pumpkin face.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry,
I'll always be your muffin head,
your cuddle bug,
your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Well, if you refuse to play at work, I am in control of this, so I'm just going to come back. And now you want to play, huh? Now you want to play.
Live Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yes, indeed. What are you thinking? What do you believe? Is it empowering you? Is it taking away from you? Is it time to release and let go? And Truth Illuminati, I think you got the wrong show. We have power to take care of that, but we're just letting you know. Yeah, I think you're in the wrong show, my brother. Thank you for being here. Those of you listening in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone line, thank you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Dr. Fabrizio Mancini, and we are talking about self-healing. That's what we're talking about. You have the power. As a matter of fact, all you got to do is allow. All you got to do is let go. Are you ready to heal? Will you be made whole? Dr. Mancini, let's talk about physical self-healing. In your book, you talk about self-healing foods. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, one of the things that I want you to understand is that I broke down self-healing into three components, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. And the physical is what most of us are accustomed to. But I gave it a little bit of a different perspective, and I'll give you an example. So one of the things that I did in my research is that I started finding out what are the most powerful foods that heal. And I selected 25 of them, but I did a couple of things. One, I want you to understand that when you look at a food, I don't want you to look at it just from a source of, oh, I like it or I don't like it, because I think that we do that too much. We look at food for more of an enjoyment of pleasure, whether it's our taste buds that say, I really like this, or perhaps how it makes us feel. What I wanted was for you to be able to look at food from the perspective of what is it giving me when I eat it that my body desperately needs, and most importantly, what is it doing to prevent things from happening? So I give you an example. You know, so one of the foods that it's a very popular food is an apple. And I said, you know, you go to the grocery store and you buy apples, and, you know, there's a statement that says, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So I chose that apple just because it's a very nutritious food. But the one thing that I want individuals to understand is that the apple actually is a fruit that actually helps you because it has high content of fiber. Now, fiber is what allows you to be able to go regularly to the bathroom. And most people right now have things such as constipation because they're not going to the restroom regularly enough. So just imagine you enjoy your apple. It gives you this nutritious feeling, but then it's allowing you to go to the restroom. But then it also is one of the best things that have been found to be able to decrease the number of strokes or the potential of you having a stroke in your life. So let's say you come from a family that has a historical perspective of a lot of strokes. Now you know that an apple as the elements that help you reduce the potential of having a stroke in your life. And I did that with things such as avocados, you know. I love avocados, but most people, you know, don't realize that avocado is one of the best things you can eat in order to reduce your cholesterol. And not only does it taste good when you have it, but it's actually having a very good impact in your body. But it's also one of the best things that prevents cancers. So I did that with the top 25 foods. And then, of course, besides giving you what is healthy for you, and it's interesting because you can just know these foods are going to be really helpful, and those are the kind of things that I'm encouraging you to add into your daily routine of eating. I also did something that I identified two things that are really what I call the anti-healers for foods, which are sugars. You know, most people don't realize that the average American is consuming 150 bags of sugar a year. 150 bags. I mean, just a soda contains somewhere between 8 and 40 and 14 teaspoons of sugar in each soda can. And imagine there's a lot of kids out there and individuals, adults, that are drinking two or three cans of sodas a day. And unfortunately, the sugar has been known to create, you know, cancer cells to reproduce a lot faster. Sugars also increases inflammation in the body, so then that way you don't heal as faster as you would otherwise heal. I mean, and then sugar also toxifies our system, so therefore, I mean, there's so many against things of sugars. And then I did what I call my hit list of additives. And then I wanted you to know that when you shop and you're buying a food, I want you to take a look at what the additives are inside that food, in order to let you know what are the, some of the conditions that these additives have been known to cause. Because that way you are being a consumer that is very aware, and I'm hoping you read your labels. So I did that with the foods, and that's one of my favorite areas because the feedback that I'm getting right now is like, boy, you taught me how to look at foods totally different, and now I just can't wait to get my apple because I know every time I'm eating it, I'm increasing my fiber, but I'm also reducing my things of strokes.
Yes.
And I did that with the physical body, where I talk about how movement is so critical to the body to self heal, and you got to move your body. And I share with you some of the basic things that you can do to help move your body, whether it's a walk that you do once or twice a day, or whether it's a run or aerobic exercise, and whether it's a Zumba class and you love dancing and moving around and make it fun for yourself, or a spin class, or just running around the track or your neighborhood. And then I talk about weight lifting and strength training and core training and how you can help your body and why yoga and Pilates are so popular and what are the benefits of those things. So that way you can implement that or integrate that into your life. And those are the main two things. And then I talk a little bit about the health care disciplines out there, like chiropractic, acupuncture, massage therapy. And I give you a great detailed explanation as to their benefits, what are the conditions that have significantly the evidence show that it helps. So that way you can start implementing more holistic alternative disciplines into your daily routine to maintaining your well-being, rather than always depending on the traditional methods of drugs and surgery.
Before we go into the emotional self-healing, I just want to ask you, when people have an accident, they refer to a chiropractor. I actually was listening to a radio show one time, and it was a chiropractic doctor, and he was saying, you know, when you have a challenge, before, one of the things he prescribed is before you go anywhere is go to a chiropractor, because the pain you may be feeling, the feeling, whatever you, at this ease you're feeling in the body could be a misalignment of your spine. Can you talk about that? What does it do to the body, and how does it heal?
Well, one of the things that I can tell you in the way that I live my life and what I've learned through the research and studying a lot of different methodologies out there towards healing, I have learned that because the nervous system is so powerful, and that's what the reason that initially as a pre-med student I wanted to become a neurosurgeon, because I wanted to deal with the strongest system in the body. And when I discovered chiropractic, I realized that I can do that on a natural way by removing interferences of the body that are keeping the body from healing itself. So really, when you go to a doctor of chiropractic, the doctor of chiropractic is going to evaluate you to see if there's any interferences in your body, primarily in the nervous system, in your spine, in your joints. And then if they do, they do a gentle adjustment that removes the interferences, and then the body can naturally do the healing. We don't say that we do the healing or the curing. The body does the healing and the curing. We just remove the interference to that. And that's what, you know, for 116 years we've done. And over 80% satisfaction rate by our patients. So that means over 80% of our patients get well. We're very selective. It's not for, you know, we're not going to take every patient for every reason in the world. And but we want to make sure that if you have not been evaluated as a chiropractic patient, you should definitely do that, especially the younger you are and you have, if you have children, because this is a way that you can truly live your life without those interferences that are causing you to limit your potential in life.
When you talk about interference, what kind of things are you referring to? What are the interferences?
Well, let me give you this analogy, which is one of my favorites. You know, so let's say that you are a cell phone. And you know, and as you know, that we're connected to cell towers, and you're having this conversation with somebody else, and you know the conversation starts breaking, and then all of a sudden you get dropped. Well, the brain is the cell tower; it's the one that's actually communicating with the body, which is the cell phone. And if that communication gets broken up because there's not the brain cannot understand what the messaging of the body through these reflexes that are happening constantly every single moment, then the body cannot tell the brain what it needs, the brain cannot produce what the body needs, and that communication gets broken down just like that cell tower on the cell phone. So I want you to look at your body as a communication system and the nervous system as a communication system. So all we're doing is just aligning that communication so the body and the brain can function properly, but also that you're tapped into a universal intelligence that is where your greatest power comes for healing. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we talk about the spiritual realm of healing.
Yes. I like that. I like that analogy because now it helps me. Whenever I feel pain in my body, I'm going to take that as a signal when my body's saying to my brain, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
And that gentle adjustment, all it does is just resets that so the body can actually communicate properly the way it was designed to be.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's move on to emotional self-healing. Talk more about that.
Well, we talked a little bit about the emotions, and you know, right now the challenge is that we have emotions like anger, you know, that they create stress in our lives. What I want individuals to understand is I want you to read this from a perspective of that your emotions turns into chemistries. This is very important to understand. Your emotions is what's creating the chemistries inside of your body that is creating those chemicals that are creating the body not to heal properly. So, for instance, when I hear that over 25% of the children today are under some kind of medication, and most of those medications are because of depression or what they call hyperactivity, I say to myself, oh my goodness, are those really things that we should be putting medications on children that are not really being tested long term? So we don't even know the side effects of those medications long term. And we're pumping these medications in our children without really understanding what is the cause of the depression. Now, is the depression being caused because I'm sad that, you know, my mom and dad are not getting along, or I'm sad because my friends in school make fun of me every day, or I'm sad because I just have so much pressure on me by society expecting me to do things that I'm not ready to do? So I want you to really look at your emotions and how they're turning into chemistries in our bodies. And what I'm saying is that there are emotions such as anger, resentment, hate, frustration that turn into negative chemistry. And then there's emotions that turn into positive chemistry, such as being optimistic in life. You know, there's studies that show that being optimistic allows you to actually heal by a great percentage faster, just thinking optimistically, meaning, okay, Mrs. Jones, you have this condition. And just having the understanding of knowing, okay, I'm going to look at this and see what can I learn from this, what can I do right now to empower me. Those are the things that I'm really bringing into the forefront, but giving people a lot of wonderful tips of what can they do right now to change those negative emotions to positive emotions and allow them to heal themselves from inside out.
Yes, and so really, all diseases starts in the mind, right?
Yeah. Well, they do, and it's interesting because I love the way you opened the show talking about affirmations. And affirmations is something that I learned 26 years ago, but most people don't use that. I mean, I use it every day. I wake up every single day actually thanking my bed for giving me the ability to sleep so well. And I wake up every day thanking God for having another day where I can contribute to the world to my greatest potential. And then I say affirmations such as I'm healthy, I live in joy, I live in peace, I live in happiness. It's easy for me to forgive. I attract abundance in my life. I attract billions of dollars, and I retain billions of dollars so I can support the causes that are important to me. You know, it takes money to support those causes. If you have a problem attracting money into your life because perhaps you don't think you're worthy, or your self-worth is very low, or maybe somebody told you you'll never amount anything in your life and you'll never make more than, you know, $1,000 a year, whatever the case may be, I want you to change those patterns, because the reality is this. Over 95% of those messages and experiences that we've had in life is stored in what we call our subconscious. They're not stored in our conscious level. Conscious means that you can remember what you're thinking about. Conscious means that you rationalize something and you come up with some kind of solution. Subconscious is where you see things reacting and you reacting in a way that you're like, where is that coming from? How come I'm so angry? How come this is really bothering me? So what we find is that affirmations is a simple exercise that allows you to feed that subconscious mind with the right messaging in order to change those negative messaging into positive ones and allow you to express that externally.
Yes. And let's stay with that for a minute. When we're talking about emotions creating chemistry and the negative chemistry affects the organs in the body, let's talk about forgiveness. You talked about it earlier. Can you go a little bit more in depth about it, because there's confusion about forgiveness. People think, okay, I forgive somebody means I just forget what happened, but I never want to see them, and if they come in my space, oh my God, I'm going to tell them how they feel. For you, from your work, what do you tell people? How do you teach people about forgiveness?
And I'm being signaled that I do have a 12 o'clock meeting, unfortunately, here at Central Time in Dallas.
Oh, so
I'll wrap
know.
Up with this. But let me tell you, forgiveness, the one lesson that I learned is that forgiveness is not about you forgiving somebody else for their sake. Forgiveness is the greatest gift you can give yourself, because you're releasing all of those negative emotions that are being stored inside your body. We know that many of the cancers today have an attachment towards emotions that are being repressed. We know that if you don't somehow address those emotions, whether you need some counseling, whether you need somebody to help you, guide you through those emotions, whether you want to just begin to recognize them. You know, sometimes there's exercises that you write those emotions that you've been holding on for a long time, you put it in a piece of paper, and you create, and you put it on fire, or just throw it away. And go through the routine and the exercise that this is gone. I'm releasing this from my body. There's affirmations also that say, you know, that from this moment on, I will not have a negative feeling towards this person. From this moment on, I will be happy and joyful when I think of this person that hurt me so much. And forgiveness is really something that we must do for ourselves in order to release all those negative emotions that are really making us sick every day. And it's probably one of the biggest reasons why your body cannot self-heal.
Yes. I got so involved in y'all, I wasn't even aware of the time. So we could, like, oh, really? How did that happen?
That's okay, Adam. We can do it again. That's the good news.
Yes,
we can
do it again. Yes, we will. We definitely will. I'll send an email to Angela. We'll definitely do it again. I'm actually going to send an email today. Thank you for your passion, your enthusiasm, and just being willing to stand out and say yes and hold people accountable, or be a catalyst for people being taking health, their health and well-being seriously. Thank you for all you're doing, and you will be back really soon, actually. You're going to
yes, and thank you for that. And I tell you honestly, I'm so blessed to be in this role of president of Parker University, one of the leading chiropractic schools in the world. And, you know, right now the Department of Labor statistics have said that chiropractic is in the biggest demand it's ever been. It's the fastest growing healthcare profession until 2018. And, you know, if people want more information, they can go to my website and they can really find, you know, a career in chiropractic is one of the most satisfying careers that I've ever found. And maybe next time we can talk a little bit about that too, because I am so blessed to be in this position of seeing these students really going out there and being the future healthcare providers of the world.
Mm, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your love, and we look forward to having you back real soon.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Woo, that was awesome. I just wasn't even aware of the time. I mean, I know Dr. Mancini had to leave at 1 o'clock, but I thought we still had 20 minutes. Like, no, maybe not 20, maybe 10 minutes. But all is well. We're definitely going to bring him back, maybe bring him back, what's this, it's March, maybe in May. If we can squeeze him in April, we'll even do that because we can. You're listening to Life Conversations, Ask Life Coach, Adele, lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Dr. Mancini's website is drfab.net, drfab.net. It is time for Celestial Movement. There's so much going on in my head. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is exactly what I'm going to do. Take a breath, and just align. See, when so much going on in my head, I got to remind myself who I am. Okay, so here we go.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I am wonderful, I am whole, I am free. I am the delight of God, and so are you. It is your God identity, the ID of the entity called you. The identification of the entity called you is whole, is free, is the delight of God. Are you experiencing it? Because it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And then we'll come back and ask my two cents. Yeah, I have a little bit to say about, you know, I don't really have a lot to say. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm great. And that was a wonderful interview with Dr. Mancini. I'm looking forward to having him back.
Yeah, we're going to bring it back real soon. I really had no clue. In my mind, I actually thought, when he said he's going to go, I knew he had to go. But like 2 minutes left, it felt like we had 10 minutes left. I got lost. But anyway.
Well, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun. So.
I know, that's right. Yep.
Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Tuesday, March 6, 2012. Add the date and you get 2021. Add 2021 and the energy of the day equals 5. The fifth letter of the alphabet is E, and words like express, educate, and elevate connect us to the magical power of 5. 5 is about freedom, as we learned yesterday. 2012, the year, equals 5. And this is the year of change and freedom from things that are keeping you in bondage. The number 5 is the freedom lover and has an intellectual vibration. 5 is connected to Mercury, and in Roman mythology, Mercury is the messenger of the gods. 5 also shows up as the high priest in the everyday goddess affirmation cards, and she requests, may I know something greater than myself. 5 is also the bear in medicine cards, which reminds us to go within before we deliver our messages. The fifth chakra is our throat chakra, and that is exactly where we're going to put the spotlight today. I'm using the chakra deck, 50 cards for promoting spiritual health by Olivia Miller. The fifth chakra is associated with sound and has to do with creative self-expression, speech, and communication. The ability to speak honestly, to receive, process, and assimilate information, and to connect with and speak our inner truth all relate to the fifth chakra, the center of transformation and change. A dear friend recently reminded that love knows the truth. Imagine if within each of our communications with our brothers and our sisters, we sought the face of God or the Goddess. With this intent in our heart, we would download heaven on earth. With our creative rhythm, we can either curse or bless. Our throat becomes an instrument for melodies, gifting the world with sounds of peace and love whenever we authentically show up and speak our truth. Then we get to show up as love. And that's the story of five. So to our friend the throat chakra, all is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
And so it is. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you for reminding us who we be, who we is, who I'm is. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Underneath Celeste, Tamara, love that, was Destiny Mohammed, Destiny Harpist from the Hood. To find out more about Destiny, go to her website. It's DestinyMohammed.com. The power to self-heal, our power to embrace the truth. Tomorrow we have Sherry Richards. I keep wanting to call her Richardson. I don't know why. Oh, I think I know why. But anyway, Sherry Richards joined us tomorrow. She's going to remind us, help us love the unlovable self. You know, today's show is about loving the self, loving every part of our being. I love what Dr. Mancini was saying, especially forgiveness. And it's actually pretty perfect that we ended with forgiveness this time around, you know, because this ease that we feel in our body starts in the mind. He said, I wrote that down, where was it? It talks about how emotions create chemistry in our body, and the negative emotions create chemistry in our body that's toxic to the body. But if emotions that are about freedom and joy, that, you know, that feels good, positive emotions create the positive chemistry, and our body responds to that. Unforgiveness is one thing that, you know, it's funny because sometimes, I guess because I do what this is my life, and sometimes when I'm talking about forgiveness, I have this chatter going in my head. Everybody knows about forgiveness. There's no point in talking about it. It's a cliche now, but it's not. Because I'm still meeting people, and I think it's part of life. We're holding on to the past. And now, not only are we holding on to the past emotionally, the things that happened when we were a child is held in our body. You know, something that happened in the past, your abuse is held in your body. You felt like you weren't loved. It's in your body. So the act of forgiveness is willing, making a conscious decision to release that energy so that your body can do what it does naturally. What we really need to do is allow ourselves to, I'm being distracted here because I feel like, do you still have audio? Okay. Let's see. Let me ask Casper in the chat room. Casper, do we still have sound? Because I'm feeling like we don't have sound. Maybe I just don't have sound in my head. And or Celeste is on the phone, so that way you can press 1 on your keypad. If you can hear the sound, press 1. Cause it seems, I don't know. I'm feeling like there's no sound. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this, because I don't see Celeste first. Oh, great. Okay. Woo! Okay, let me get myself in alignment here. I'm going to do this, because I was, like, thinking about sound while I'm talking, and I just felt disconnected. So here's Charles Holt. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. Come on, Charles. There you are. Woo, thank you.
Do you know who you are? The question.
Inside of you, it knows the way. The divine intelligence called hope, bring me back into alignment. I was talking in my mind and thinking, somehow I feel like we've left down, and now just like, I needed to be grounded to be reminded. I am that I am. Trust the divine intelligence that you are. You are an expression of God. And now, so here's a, what is this sound? I don't know what's going on today. But anyway, I'm just going to pretend what I'm hearing is just in my own head. Okay, so nobody else is hearing this, right? The body we take for granted, and there are people who focus just on the body and forget the mind, because I was talking about forgiveness earlier, that's it. You know, we forget the mind, we forget what's really going on an emotional level. Healing starts in the mind, because everything on this planet called Earth is neutral. Everything is neutral. Now, we get to give it a label. We get to say if something was bad or something was good. And Dr. Mancini was sharing how he found out about chiropractic. You know, he had an accident. Of course, it was like, oh my God, that's so terrible. But because of the accident, he was able to access his potential, his passion, his life's mission. So was the accident a bad thing? You decide. You know, it's like when we let go of the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. I understand morals. I understand what we, you know, some things are just wrong. Okay, I get it. But go easy. Understand that there is a divine plan, that there is divine order in this thing called life. Now you get to fully experience the divine order consciously based on the emotions, based on the thoughts that you are thinking, based on how you see your life, based on your spiritual practice. One of the things Dr. Mancini talks about is when he wakes up, he gives thanks for the bed. You know, give thanks for the bed. Give thanks for it to listen to music. Give thanks for the fact that you have a boombox. The fact that you were playing through your computer, your iPod, your phone. Give thanks for the inspiration that happens through the artist to create something that's healing you. It's about shifting the paradigm. It's about shifting how we see our lives and not going outside of ourselves. Now, what's on the outside is simply a reflection of what happened within. So going outside can be a reference point, to guide us to what we need to see. But when we depend on just the doctors, when we depend on just medication, when we depend just on a therapist, on a life coach, on a minister, on a friend, when we don't go within, we will continue to experience dis-ease on different levels. So we have the power to self-heal. The body is designed to heal itself. I love the analogy of the brain and the body, the cell phone and the cell tower. So when you have pain in your body, life coach Ade, in your back, the body says, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? So we need to make some connection. And when we listen to the body, when we pay attention to the body wisdom, the body has so much to tell you. When we tune in on a spiritual level to intuition, we will remember, we will recognize that, yes, indeed, I am that I am. I am one with the I am presence, known as God, known as source, known as divine intelligence, known as the creator. So many names. We make it personal and say he or she, but it is what you say it is. Whatever you believe, is it working for you? And Life Conversations Radio, we're committed to bringing you hosts and guests and who are just about empowering you and themselves, because life can be messy sometimes, you know. Life can be messy, and we want to gloss over it sometimes. We don't want to talk about the painful aspect of life. Pain is fine. There's nothing wrong. If you see yourself as a spiritual person and you have a disorder in your life, your relationships are not in harmony, don't beat yourself up. Don't judge yourself. recognize it. If there's something, an issue you're dealing with your family, with your parents, with your mother, with your father, with your brother, with your sister, and you're just struggling to be able to love them, love yourself. Acknowledge yourself that you're working at it. You're trying to get to a place where you can express the love that you know is you, the love that is true. Because until you learn to love yourself, it's going to be challenging to love others. Because really, you know, I play around with this many times, the statement I'm about to make, and I've said it on the show. People say, you know, I love you more than I love myself. I don't know if that's possible. I don't believe that's possible, because you can't be what you don't have. So when you love somebody, you may not know it, but the amount of love that you're expressing, it equals the amount of love that you give yourself. Now, there may be some codependency going on. There might be some projection going on, because we fall in love with somebody. And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships here. We fall in love with somebody that we call an idol, somebody we call a teacher. And we project on them, we see their qualities, and we say, wow, that is amazing. I wish I was like that. Because there's a part of you saying, you have it, you just got to do the work. And when you project the best of you on somebody else, your body will remember that. Your body will act that out, because you're saying you don't have it. There's self-judgment there. So when you see and experience a teacher, a counselor, whatever it is, a coach, a radio host, a TV presenter, whatever, people out there that are doing amazing things, when you say, wow, I love them, they're just expressing themselves freely. I want you to know this. You are seeing yourself in them. You are seeing yourself in that person. So acknowledge yourself, because if you don't, if you're seeing it, you got it. What's the phrase? You spot it, you got it. So it's time to be gentle with our body. It's time to be compassionate. And it's important to live your passion. Find what you're passionate about. We're talking about self-healing. This is things that are going to heal you. What are you passionate about? Stop saying, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm here. No, just listen. Your purpose is here. It's simply for you to be the light. Well, what does that mean, Life Coach Ade? Be the light. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Well, be the light. You know, can you imagine? Have you ever had an experience where someone said to you, oh, you made me feel better. Just listening to you made me feel better. Oh, thank you for coming to my party. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for accepting my invitation to come to dinner. That's you being a light. You're brightening up somebody else's life. Be a light to your children. Be a light to your partner. Be a light to your husband, to your wife, to your girlfriend. Be a light in the world. That's your purpose. That's why you're here. And we're all in this together. Everybody has something to give. We all have a song to sing. And until you sing it, unless you sing it, you won't really, it's challenging. I don't want to say never. But it'll be challenging to experience all of life. Trust the force inside of you. I am. Charles Holt is reminding us about who we are. To find out more about Charles Holt, his website address is charlesholtproductions.com. Holt, H-O-L-T, charlesholtproductions.com. You can find out more about him. And to find out more about Life Conversations Radio, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. You can find out more about upcoming guests. And let's see, we have Sherry Richards joining us tomorrow. Going to support you to dance with your dragon. Your dragon has got that fire. Sometimes you may have dragon breath. There's that part of you that you're like, just get away from me. She's going to show you how to love that part of you, how to love yourself, how to be authentic, how to show up fully, how to free yourself from yourself. We have other guests joining us as well. On Thursday, we have, let me go to the calendar here. Don't try and multitask right now. Everybody knows you can multitask. Just take your time. Pace yourself.
let's see, here we go. Right, thank God. On Thursday, we have Jenny Kresman, which is, we're celebrating the woman in the world, all the women in the world. Wonderful Woman Week. And she's going to wrap it up. This week has been the celebration of Wonderful Woman Week. And Jenny's going to be here, you know, and we're going to celebrate the whole month. I mean, I'm not saying that we're going to do something every day, but it may come up to recognize the importance of loving and embracing the feminine energy. Not just the feminine energy now, but the mothers in our lives, the grandparents in our lives, you know, the adopted mothers, the godmothers, those who are supporting us, those who are praying for us, those who are reminding us who we are, who are loving us unconditionally, the mothers, the females who are out there doing amazing work, those that we get to hear about every day, those who are an inspiration, and those who are challenged through life, those who are struggling to find meaning in their life because of things that happened in their past and they're struggling to let it go. Let's celebrate them as well. Let's be the light. Let's be the light for the homeless mother. The mother who's on drugs and she gets off and she said, that's it, I'm not going to do it again, and she gets back on. But hell, everybody's addicted to something. Some of us are addicted to people pleasing. Some of us are addicted to sugar. Sugar, as Dr. Mancini was talking about, you know. We're addicted to soda. We're addicted to, you name it, fill in the bank. We're addicted to Facebook. We're addicted to anger, frustration. I just got to tell it like it is. Because if they ain't going to tell it, I'm going to tell it like it is. Some of us are just addicted to drama. So we want to love one another. We want to celebrate each other. Thank you, Celeste. It's time to release the show. Let's see. What song do we want to release the show? Let's see. What song is the right song? We'll see. I don't know. Forgiveness? I don't know. Maybe. But before we do that, I want to invite you and ask you lovingly, joyfully, to share the show with your friends by sharing it on the social networks. Tell somebody about Life Conversations Radio. At least 10 people. Tell 10 people about Life Conversations Radio. And make sure you follow us on the Blog Talk Radio page. There's an icon on the top left. Click that. It says follow. You get regular updates of the... okay. Regular updates on what's going on Live Conversations Radio. Click the follow button. And also you can find us on Facebook, Live Conversations Radio. We've got a fan page for Live Conversations Radio. And there's a fan page. I'm laughing because Celeste is trying to get me to sing. And I don't know if I'm going to sing, even though I'm clearing my throat. And we also have a fan page for Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach at a fan page is for my show that I do, and Life Conversations Radio fan page is for the radio network. As you know, we have other hosts. We have Tom Zuber, we have Gil LeBeau, and Rebecca Glado. We have some other hosts who are going to be joining the network. Well, my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, it's her birthday today. And Celeste is making me sing. I'm shy. Oh, please, get over yourself. I'm going to sing to my friend. I don't care when it comes to people that I care about, when it comes to people that I love. No matter, even if I'm shy, I'm just going to let it rip. So maybe I should bring Celeste on, put Celeste on the spot and have her sing with her. No, she don't want to do it. She's like, no. Okay, let me see. I got some water here. All right. So those of you who don't know Stephanie Sears, you will. And if you don't, I brought her on here. She's done some shows on here. She's been on as a guest. And Celeste probably knows the date, but I don't. So if you're looking there, just Google Dr. Stephanie Sears. She's a beautiful soul that's doing amazing work, just really passionate about humanity, touching people's lives. Today's her birthday. And, of course, my singing voice is saying, no. My singing voice is actually awake, as I said earlier, but it's sitting behind me waving, no, right. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Stephanie Sears. Happy birthday to you.
God is blessing you now. 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 Celeste, you make me sing. But you know what? You didn't make me do anything. I really wanted to do it. Thank you for reminding me. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to show up. Okay, now, let's bring people who are allowing you, who's the singing voice. Oh, this is I played this yesterday. I'm not going to play that. I don't know what song to play. Yes, that's to my dear friend, listener, sender, love and blessings. And even if you don't know her, even if you listen to the archive, just know that a dear friend of mine who's doing amazing work, a powerful transformation agent, she's out there in the world and she's celebrating her birthday today. And I don't care if you listen to this archive a year from now. Today. Well, if you speak for a year from now, it will be today. So a month from now, 2 months from now. Okay, let's see. We're talking about being the light. Yes, let's do standing in the light. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll be back here tomorrow as we learn to love the unlovable self. Be love. Be true to yourself and allow yourself to be loved. This is Cynthia James. To find out more about her, CynthiaJames.net. Standing in the light. You are standing in the light.
Up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. remember you're standing in the
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To